Over the past few days, new information has emerged about Osama bin Laden. A Pakistani journalist writing for the Dawn newspaper interviewed bin Laden in Afghanistan, the first interview he's granted since September 11th. In the course of the discussion, bin Laden claimed to have nuclear and chemical weapons, and he threatened to use them if the United States employs similar weapons against his al-Qaeda network. From Islamabad, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Pakistani journalist Hamid Mir had interviewed Osama bin Laden twice before. Those meetings took place amid tight security, but that was nothing, says Mir, compared to last week's interview with the world's most wanted man. In Kabul, Mir was met by bin Laden's associates. He was blindfolded, bundled in a blanket, then taken on a five-hour drive before arriving at a location that Hamid Mir suspects was north of Kabul, high in the Hindu Kush Mountains.
The place on which I conducted the interview, that place was much colder than Kabul. And I was hearing some anti-aircraft gunshots, so maybe I was close to the war front.
Hamid Mir was led to a small room, apparently a mud hut, selected for the interview. The walls were covered with blankets, the floor was soft. Bin Laden was wearing his trademark white turban and green camouflage jacket. As usual, an AK-47 assault rifle was at his side. Hamid Mir says bin Laden appeared healthy and relaxed, noting that he seems to have put on a few pounds since they last met 2 years ago. Bin Laden was accompanied by his top aide, Egyptian Ayman al-Zawahiri, and about a dozen heavily armed bodyguards. Asked about his involvement in the September 11th attacks, bin Laden was evasive. He claimed that the 19 hijackers were only passengers on the planes, yet a few minutes later he praised their actions. And then, captured here in a scratchy recording, bin Laden embarked on a lengthy diatribe against the U.S., blaming the American people, not only the government, for U.S. policies in the Middle East. The American people, bin Laden said, should remember that they pay taxes to their government, they elect their president, so the entire America is responsible for the atrocities perpetrated against Muslims. In discussing the nuclear and chemical weapons that he claims to possess, bin Laden said he acquired them as a deterrent in case the U.S. used similar weapons against his al-Qaeda network. Asked about the anthrax attacks in the U.S., bin Laden laughed and said, "We know nothing about that." Journalist Hamid Mir says that during their two-hour interview, the Saudi fugitive seemed surprisingly well-informed, mentioning, for instance, an interview he saw on CNN's Larry King Live.
He also told me a very interesting thing. I was amazed. He said that we have a monitoring section here in Afghanistan. We have dish antennas, and we are monitoring all the important Western TV channels and the radio stations.
Bin Laden occasionally revealed a temper during the interview, shutting off the tape recorder, for instance, after questions he didn't like. But overall, says Hamid Mir, Osama bin Laden and his top aide seemed remarkably composed.
I will not say that this American bombing campaign is not affecting them. It is definitely affecting them, but this is a reality. Their morale is very high. They are not scared of death. He said, I am a person who loves death, and Bush is a person who loves life. This is a difference which the Western people and journalists cannot understand.
Throughout the interview, Osama bin Laden consistently defended his jihad, or holy war, against the United States. The Israeli forces occupy our land, and the American troops are on our territory, he said. We have no option but to launch jihad. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Islamabad.